You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
My name is Blessed Sogan, and top story as always is brought to you by Vodafone, further together. Now, for 23 years, he's dedicated his life to serving the governing New Patriotic Party as its leader in the parliamentary caucus, both in opposition and now in government. But the sudden decision of Osei Mensa Bonsu to step down just 6 months, 10 months actually, away from his retirement in parliament is raising many questions, especially as there are controversies surrounding the main reason why the astute politician is now taking such a crucial decision. A couple of hours ago, Osei Mensa Bonsu notified the Speaker of the House, Alban Kingsford Bagbin, that he was taking a back seat, paving way for a shake-up in the leadership of the New Patriotic Party and its parliamentary caucus. Although Osei Mensa Bonsu would not directly speak to the question as to why he is stepping down now, Mr. Bonsu says his decision will bring peace to the New Patriotic Party.
Speaker, following the reshuffle that His Excellency the President has caused to his government, the matter came to be raised as to whether there should be a change in the leadership of the party in Parliament, that is the majority caucus. A lot of discussions have gone on in respect of the subject matter. Some of them very informed, others unfortunately not informed. The discussions had the potential of degenerating into consequences, the end results of which could be rather fatal, or, as I have stated elsewhere, rather cataclysmic for my party in our effort to break in the eight, which effort has thus far in the Fourth Republic not ended successfully for any party in government. It was amidst the discussions that at a meeting of the caucus which the president had requested, I tendered my resignation as majority leader in order to still the storm and facilitate peace and unity required for the party at this time. The Speaker, that decision that I made was not within the presence of Parliament. This morning, I summoned the caucus meeting to formally announce to my colleagues that I have elected voluntarily to step down as a majority leader and by that, leader of the House. And I do so by introducing to you Mr. Alex Afenyomarkin Kwamina, who takes over from me as the new majority leader. So, Mr. Speaker, if you indulge me, I will usher my colleague into his seat and I'll take a bow to where I belong to. Mr. Speaker, we have seen a change of pattern in this House.
And that was the moment when Osei Mensa Bonsu officially confirmed his resignation from the front row in Parliament. And ever since this announcement, questions have emerged as to whether or not indeed the former leader of the House was pushed out, or it is the case that he's simply resigning voluntarily. While the national organizer of the New Patriotic Party, Henry Nana Boachie, explains that Mr. Bonsu's decision to step down is due to his new role as the head of the manifesto committee of the New Patriotic Party, of which Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia now serves as the flag bearer. The spokesperson of Dr. Mahmoudou Bawumia's campaign told Evans Mensa on Top Story last night that such a suggestion was untenable. I want you to listen to Nana Boachie as well as Dennis Miracles Abuaji, who both belong to the New Patriotic Party but are giving conflicting accounts of what may have transpired.
That National Council has approved the caucus in Parliament.
Official statement. The question is, why? Why wasn't there the need for you to reconstruct Parliament? Is there any special reason aside what we are hearing in the rumors that the current or the outgone majority leader was somehow forced? You heard a minority in Parliament saying that he was ousted from his position. Why? Why did you actually have to reconstitute this team?
No, he was not ousted. You noticed that he voluntarily stepped down from his position. Now he's taking another important position. Now he is the chairman for MPP's manifesto committee. And again, he will still be the minister in charge of parliamentary affairs. So for us, that is okay. It's a new mandate. I mean, change is good. We have consensus building on this particular matter, and he's still there. Although he is not contesting again, his experience is still there for everybody to tap in. For us, he served the country well. He served parliament very well. He served the party very well. And he will continue to do so. There's still energy in him. As I said, I would even always advocate that he start writing a book. I mean, he will be celebrated for the work that he's done. So it was out of pure consensus building.
Not at all. I mean, there are members of the manifesto committee, as was issued, who are equally holding other positions in government and in parliament. And so I don't think that that is the case. I mean, the vice chairman of the committee is Honorable Kojo Ponkoma, who is a cabinet minister for works and housing, and is a member of parliament as well, and serves on so many other committees in parliament. So the happenings in parliament have no direct connection with the composition of the manifesto committee at all.
And that has been the case within the governing New Patriotic Party, with many speculations and, of course, varied opinions as to why the longest serving leader of the NPP in Parliament, Osei Mensah-Bonsu, is now officially stepping down as the majority leader of the House. One man has been watching all of that for us, Kwaku Asante, our parliamentary affairs correspondent, who's joining us now, with a lot of reactions also from colleague MPs, some of whom are, in fact, suggesting to us tonight that the MP indeed might have been forced out.
Yes, in fact, if you listen to the people who have spoken so far, none of them have really given us an inkling in terms of what is happening in the party. But today, the Member of Parliament for Akim Swedro, the Member of Parliament, Kennedy Osenyakon, mentioned something that would suggest as though Osei Mensah-Bonsu was moved. In his remarks, he says something like, even though he has been removed, he is still really well working within the party and rallying all of them to support the new leadership.
And the man himself is giving us a signal saying that he's leaving because he
needs peace
within the New Patriotic Party. Let's bring in the man you're talking about, Kennedy Osenyakon, who's also MP for Akim Swedro constituency. Thank you so much, sir, for your time here on Top Story tonight. The point about reasons surrounding the decision of the longest serving leader of the NPP in Parliament, Osei Mensah-Bonsu, how is that coming to you? And possibly, do you also belong to that school of thought that he may indeed have been forced out?
Thank you very much, Evans, for having me on your show. The chairman, Mensah-Bonsu, we all know, and he has become an institution in Parliament. Some of us have learned a lot from him. So when he took the decision that he wanted to step down because he has several tasks ahead, because now he has been made the chairman for the Manifesto Committee, he will need a lot of time to also do the work, the new assignment or the role that he have assigned to him. Some of us were worried, but at the point, he has to rally all members of Parliament to come together for us to throw our support behind the new leadership. And that is one thing that I was so much happy about, Osei coming together and rallying all members of Parliament, leading us even to the National Council to go and throw our support behind our colleagues. So I think it was symbolic having your former leader who is stepping down to pave way for new leaders to take over.
In fact, I get all of that point. Of course, it goes to the heart of what he says today, that he's doing all of this to save his own political party and to save the agenda of breaking the eight. My question is about reasons surrounding why the leader may have left. He's giving us some sort of signal that all is not well with the NPP front in Parliament. He even points out to a possible meeting that transpired. Now, of course, we know about that between you, the MP caucus, and the President of the Republic. Do you have a sense that he was indeed forced out?
Well, he didn't show that, he didn't give that reason to us when we met him. All that he said was he believed that the task they've given to him, he will need more time to work, and therefore he want to just step aside so that we can have a new leader to lead us. Because one, he is not even returning to Parliament again, and we need a fresh face to push the agenda for us to win the December election, and that he will be behind to give whatever support. That was the main reason. That as for the president meeting, I think that one is between them. It was confidential discussion, which I may not be privy to whatever transpired, but I'm just reporting exactly what the leader, when he met us today before going to the National Council, what he put before us. And when the president also met us, I think Osei himself spoke. He spoke well. He gave the reason why he wanted to also step aside, and it's the same as like what I'm telling you. So I don't know. There haven't been any, division or any confusion within the majority front. Not at all. Nothing. But we were all worried beginning when we heard on social media and some other platforms that the majority leader has been asked to step aside and others who are worried. Mm-hmm. So if you see or say Joe Wise even came out to say that nothing of that sort has happened until when we met the caucus met with the president where the Osei chairman and himself came out and told us that he wants to step down because they're giving him a lot of assignment to do. So
I see.
Which were the main reason that he gave. So I'll be surprised if anybody go ahead to misinterpret whatever that.
Well, except to say that he's giving a background to all of the incidents and what we are seeing now transpire in Parliament. Just hold on for us. Honourable Andy Pia Kubi is also joining the conversation. Henry Nana Bwachi is also the national organizer of the New Patriotic Party. They are all people you work with within the New Patriotic Party. But let's bring it to Henry Nana Bwachi because you're obviously in the scheme of affairs, you are part of the council, I believe, of the NPP, and you might have been officially briefed by the leader of the house as to why he's taking a backseat now for Apenyo Marking to take over the reins in Parliament. Do you also get a sense when the leader of the house, now former leader, says he's saving the party and making sure that you have peace to break the eight?
Hello.
I hope Henry Nana Bwachi is still with us. We're just, of course, trying as much as possible to get through to Nana B before we hear from, of course, Andy Apia Kubi, who's also on the telephone lines now with us. Let me start off with you, Nana B. The point about, you know, the official grounds we're hearing from Osei Chimensah Bonsu. Now, we know that the council has been briefed. You've given us your account of why he may have been stepping down. Now we have Dennis Miracles Abuaji also pointing out that we have a classic example of Kojo Ponkrumah, for instance, who's serving on the same manifesto committee, a cabinet minister, and yet has not been relieved of any of his leadership roles. But that's not the case for, say, Chimensah Bonsu.
I think you'll be comparing apples with oranges. If you carefully take a look at the manifesto committee, all the areas listed, you would clearly see that the sector ministers have been made advisors. So that is not to say that you are the chairman for the entire manifesto committee. The manifesto is going to be our social contract. It is going to be the main document that is going to be signed between ourselves and the people of Ghana. So I don't think that if you want to compare the role, the respected and the celebrated lawmaker, Honorable Osei Chimensah Bonsu, will be playing in, I'm not sure that.
Cutting through. Is it the case that you do not believe in his ability to multitask? I mean, this is a leader who's been serving for more than 24 years in Parliament. He's not even complaining, is he?
No. I think that even you are still making a mistake. I mean, the celebrated lawmaker voluntarily stepped down. And today, if you, again, carefully assessed his speech, you could see that, yes, there is a man who served his country well, who served his...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Party well, and who's lifted the image of Parliament both here in the country and then outside. So there will certainly come a time where others will also step in your shoes. This is a huge shoes that somebody must step in. So clearly, I don't think that if you want to attribute certain negative narrative to the celebrated lawmaker stepping down, and again, very energetic, very effective, committed, dedicated young man also coming in. I mean, you cannot compare that. So for us, it is very important that the two of them are still working together, and they will continue to work together, and they have worked together before. So for us, that is the most important. The National Council approved the nomination for the reconstruction of the leadership of the party. We only had two spaces, and Honorable Alexander Afenyo-Makin moving up. We only have Honorable Patricia Apiojei coming in as a deputy majority leader again. She is widely accepted by all, always carrying sparkling, broad smiles. He's seen as a mother figure. So she's also coming in to fill a certain vacuum. And then you have very young, energetic person, somebody who is also very humble and very dedicated to the work of Parliament, that is Alex Tete of Akontomra. So we think that we had a very good, strong team, and we will still have another strong team in the person of the new leader we have, Honorable Alexander.
And Anabi, I'm just wondering, if this was supposed to be a smooth process, a voluntary resignation as it's supposed to be, why did it have to take the President of the Republic to at least call these MPs, engage Osei Mensah-Bonsu himself, who's seen pictures of himself, and the new majority leader now in Parliament, Alexander Afenyo-Makin? What was accounting for that? Because he says that, quote, there was some uninformed position and also informed positions on the matter.
I would rather look at the other side of it. There was consensus building. I mean, the leadership of the party, National Chairman, General Secretary, engaged the majority caucus. Yes, I mean, this is a human institution. You have one or two persons not in agreement with some of the changes that were being proposed. I mean, it's accepted. Divergent views are always welcome. But that is why you need to build consensus. That is why you need to explain your position. And right from the very first day this whole idea came up, we've been doing so. And that is why I'm happy. I mean, somebody can even juxtapose that to that of the NDC, where the Honorable Haruna Idrisu never stepped down on his own. I mean, he was actually dragged and then pulled off.
I see, but it's the day for the new patriotic party, so I guess let's stay with
that. Yes, that is what I'm trying to say, that for me, for the role I've played,
yeah, I get it.
And then the meetings I've sat in, I can only confirm a certain beautiful, detailed, deep consensus building.
And you were talking, sorry for cutting through, but you were talking about
His Excellency the President inviting all MPs to Jubilee House, where this interaction went on. For me, it was a very deep, detailed, welcome, you know, consensus building.
So and I see something instructive in what you just said. You said when the whole idea came up. Whose idea was it?
Oh, so Evans, are you trying to tell me that I should be on this broad and then this big radio stations, Joy FM, and then tell you whatever went on? The most important thing is what we are communicating to you, that we have a consensus building to this matter. I mean,
Nanabi,
I'm very
Nanabi,
sure that in
Nanabi,
your own boardroom, Joy FM is not everything that you come out to say. Yes. So what is important is that the picture painted out very good for us.
Yeah, at least I can tell you that Andy Epiakubi, who's with us now, was, of course, can own up now to say I called for a reshuffle. I called for the removal or perhaps the change at the finance ministry. He can own up to that decision or, I mean, to that push. But no, for this change, this reshuffle in parliament, whose idea was it?
Evans, first of all, let's look at the figure, Honorable Osei Mensah-Bonsu. And let's respect the fact that from his own volition, voluntarily, he stepped down. And he is leaving the stage with the highest applause.
I get the point. The question is now about whose idea. And blessed here, by the way.
I'm answering your question.
Yeah,
so the
whose
question
idea was it? I mean,
the idea is that the leader, the former leader, voluntarily stepped down and we had to fill a gap. And that is it.
No, whose idea was it for this change to happen?
I said the leader of the party, the then leader,
he has
stepped down on his own.
He has presented a statement before the House. He has presented a statement before the House pointing out that there was acrimony leading to this process, a reason for which he is choosing peace and not violence within the party. He's saving the party now, he says.
The acrimony I can point out to is the fact that there were some press conferences addressed by some members of parliament, and then also there were a lot of media reportage even before National Council sat on this particular matter and received a nomination for the new leaders. Yes, in the media we saw some few stories here and there. I think that is what he was pointing out.
Okay, fortunately for us, and just hold on for us, Nana B, because Andy Appiah-Kobi is also with us. He was one of the MPs, you know, leading the charge for a reshuffle, I guess, in government, but not in parliament. Andy Appiah-Kobi, you're now listening to, you know, your national organizer speak. Do you know whose idea it was, perhaps from parliament, asking for a change in your front row? Mr. Appiah-Kobi, I hope you can hear me.
Yes,
Mr. Appiah-Kobi, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Yes, yes. So you've just heard from Nana B pointing out, you know, that indeed the idea came up. But we're all wondering, knowing that all you asked for was for a reshuffle in government and not in parliament. You know whose idea it was?
Well, I don't know whose idea it was to also reshuffle the leadership of parliament. What we asked for was not the reshuffle of parliament, rather reshuffle of members of the executive. But as it is, I see the situation as a resignation on the part of a former leader. And when somebody comes out to say that I am tired, I think we will be possibly better served with a new person. I think we must respect that opinion and accord him the necessary respect.
And I'm just interested in this. When you met the president, what was that meeting about? And what was the president seeking to, you know, put across?
Well, what meeting are you referring to? The one yesterday?
I'm talking about the meeting now you had as the parliamentary caucus with the president.
We have had a series of meetings. I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
There was a final meeting, a final one, of course, which the pictures are now out on my jaw online. Perhaps no other media had that. At least we had a sense that there was a meeting amongst Osei Mensah-Bonsu. We also had, you know, Apenyu Marking. And those of you within the parliamentary caucus, that meeting indeed happened. I'm asking what that meeting was all about, sir.
Yes, I'm sure you're referring to today's meeting, which was a National Council meeting. And therefore, all members of parliament representing the party in the various parliamentary committees as chair were there also. And national executive members were there, and the national members of the regional chairmen, they were also there. So if that is the meeting you're referring to, it was part of the consultative conference.
Unfortunately, sir, that's not what I'm referring to. You are a very astute politician, so I can understand you would want to avoid some of these conversations. But
this, sir, it's
a meeting that happened between you, the parliamentary caucus, and then, you know, the president. I'm just asking why that meeting was called. If this was supposed to be a very peaceful process and that you have a united front in parliament, sir.
You are referring to the meeting between the president and the parliamentary caucus.
Precisely.
Good. I think it was part of the consultative process of parliament, I think, with president in respect of proposed changes in the leadership of parliament. So our study on it required that we undertake deep consultation with the government and also party when we even want to propose a change. And the designation of the change members ought to come from parliament. And parliament cannot do it all by itself, except we confer with the party itself and the presidency for us to have a common understanding as to the members we are replacing and who are replacing the members. So it was part of the consultative process expected under the standing orders in respect of change of leadership.
Oh, okay, I see. Now we need to go, but what's the way forward? It appears that you are not on the lookout. Yeah, you are. Let me just land. You are not on the lookout for a reshuffle in Parliament. Now that has happened, will you forge, you know, ahead as a political party, a political front, you know, with a common cause, breaking the age, as you say?
Right. The way forward is for us to accept the situation as it is and reorganize ourselves and mobilize a lot more energy into the campaign. So we are not looking back. We are not going to ask the questions of ifs and whats, but what we have is what we have. So how do we make what we have more efficient, more effective to realize the objectives of the party? This is what we are going to do. And I'm sure everybody will lend a hand in promoting this collective idea.
Indeed. And that's why we're grateful that you're speaking to us, Andy Appiah-Kubi, Member of Parliament for Asante Atim, joining us here on Top Story. Henry Nana Boachi, you know, let's wrap up the conversation because in Parliament, the MPs might be comfortable with this. But talking about Osei Mensah-Bonsu and the constituency he holds within your party, a lot of more work would have to be done at the base, the grassroots level. Your message to the party, faithful grassroots of the party, who might be disappointed in this decision.
Did you say?
Oh, Blessed, I'm not sure that the party people will be disappointed. In fact, as I said, he is leaving the stage with the highest applause. He is leaving the stage with that experience accumulated, also channeled into supporting the new leadership. And I am happy with the posturing of the then majority leader. And I've said that, I mean, he's a celebrated lawmaker. So I'm not sure that there will be some negative repercussions because our respected leader is replaced. He's still in the house till the end of this year, so to speak. And he still has the experience. He's still going to guide them. He's still going to be there. He's part of the party. He's in charge of the party's manifesto committee. So for me, I think that the party is well positioned to accept this news. And I'm not sure that there will be any negative repercussions at all.
Okay, we'll leave it here. Grateful. Kennedy Osei Nyako, any final words?
Well, I think we now have a new leadership in place, and we are confident in the new leadership, and we are going to give them all our maximum support to make sure they succeed. And that's all I want to say for now.
And of course, we're grateful to Kennedy Osei Nyako, MP for Akim Suedo constituency, to Andy Appiah-Kubi, Asante Atim North constituency MP, and also to Henry Nana Boachi, national organizer of the New Patriotic Party. Wrapping up Top Story here on Joy 99.7 FM and affiliates across the country. I am Blessed Sugar. Next is Ghana Connect. We're looking at the high unemployment figures in this country, now being confirmed by the Ghana Statistical Service, 1.3 million of our youth finding it so difficult to get a job. Kwekwe Asante is on that after this.